A follow-up on Farm Bureau's Washington fly-in today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Hundreds of Farm Bureau members from around the country visited with federal officials and members of Congress in Washington last week. It was to show the folks in D.C. that their help is needed in farming America. I reconnected with Doug Somke, president of the South Dakota Farm Bureau, for his takeaway.
This is not a good time to be in agriculture, I'm just saying. Unless you're a diversified farm with cattle and maybe some other meat protein areas that aren't hit as bad or maybe faring a little better, but that's not the world we're in today for the most part. For the most part, South Dakotans are more specialized in agriculture, and right or wrong, we got to find a better way.
Somke says he feels the message got through.
For the most part, there was no pushback. I think people were trying to learn, but you know, they've got a pretty big plateful. I mean, it's not just this problem. You got the possibility of a shutdown coming up. And if they don't fund the government, that's going to be a problem. And then also the farm bill itself expires. They're going to have to do something about that.
Somke says many of agriculture's problems are not just something for Washington to fix. He suggests that the government and farmers and others in the ag industry may need to pivot from some long-standing ways of doing business in order to compete globally. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.